Twin Flames is a podcast created by best friends and twin flames, Chloe and Hillary, about personal development, shifting the perspective, and getting in touch with the best version of yourself. Chloe is a practicing eclectic witch, entrepreneur, and clairvoyant. Hillary is a mindfulness expert, happiness educator, and practicing therapist trainee. We combine our strengths and knowledge to bring you the best of what we've found has been helpful to us on our respective journeys. So, this morning I was watching Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. I was watching the main story.
Wait, I'm sorry. What a title. Last Week Tonight.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have cable, so.
Well, it's on HBO. It's a really great show.
Well, girl, you had me at HBO.
So. Right? So it's actually, it's like a comedic version of the news. The name aptly describes it because they go over things from the last week, but tonight. And they were talking about, or John Oliver was talking about Facebook. And he was talking about Facebook expanding into different countries and some of the issues that they're facing. Oh. And one of the things that came up that I thought was like terrible, but also a little funny, was that, I forget the language, but there's some language in which the word for surviving or survival is very similar or the same to the word for like celebration or congratulations. Oh. So they were talking about some natural disaster and like people surviving, hope they survived, and Facebook sent out balloons.
Oh no!
Isn't that terrible?
That's so bad!
It's so horrible!
Dude! Right? I have something kind of similar to that, and it's maybe a little morbid, but I feel like I have to say it now. So like, twice this has happened to me. Again, this is really morbid, so prepare yourself for that. Twice this has happened to me now, and I do think it's funny. My dad has sent text messages when people in our family have passed, because like there are so many kids in my family that a text is the quickest way he'll get to everyone, and I personally prefer that. But he'll say like, so-and-so passed away. Literally, this has happened twice. And he'll add the crying laughing emoji. Oh, no. But he doesn't understand, because he's half blind, that like, it's not like a crying emoji. Oh, no. And so he thinks it's just crying, but like he'll send this to like more than just our immediate family. So like everyone's getting these text messages of like somebody important passing, and it's like the crying laughing face. And like, we all have, all of my siblings were like, "Dad, you can't send that. Like, what are you doing?" He was like, "What? It's a crying emoji." And we're like, "No, it's not a crying emoji, actually."
Well, now I'm the crying laughing emoji.
Oh, right? My God. So I totally get that on a personal scale, but like, I couldn't even imagine the hell that Facebook is probably going through right my now God. Because they have to now deal with that.
Yeah, on top of, they had all kinds of other issues. One of the big things was, like, not to get too far into it, but there, in Myanmar, there's been this big thing. It's basically, there's a segment of the population that has essentially had a genocide against them, you know? And, God, so Facebook doesn't know Burmese as a language for like the first few years that it was in Burma, is what Myanmar used to be called. Oh, okay. And so the language they speak, Facebook didn't know. So any kind of hate speech was just kind of out there, like, oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like a major issue. It was really interesting.
It's like a real problem.
But it was a big problem.
Wow. It's like the things that people like don't even think about.
Right?
Like, what a thing to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seriously.
That's nuts.
So, you know, I guess we started a little darker today than usual, but
you know what? It's just a dark day,
okay? That's all right. You know, sometimes you need some dark humor.
Yes, I agree. So, what are we talking about today, Hillary?
Today, we are talking about subconscious limiting beliefs. Which is an awesome
one
topic.
Of my favorite topics of all time. I talk about this shit on my streams, on YouTube. I'm not like an expert on this topic. I wish that I could say that I was, but I feel like it's something I really enjoy discussing. So I'm excited about today's topic.
Absolutely. It's a really great topic because it's one of those things that like kind of pervades, or in some ways it sometimes can control our lives, but we're not really aware of it.
Exactly.
So we did kind of like last time, we have a little bit of a disclaimer to start with.
We just don't want you to hate us, okay?
Basically, that's it. You know, we get that some of the things we talk about can be really misunderstood or misconstrued. And so we just want to address that right up front so you know where we're starting off. You know, we're not against you guys. Yes. We love you. Yes. So first and foremost, when we talk about subconscious limiting beliefs, it can sound kind of like last time, like we're blaming people. And that's not what we're doing. We're going to talk a little later about how we don't want to blame anyone. We want to empower you.
Yes.
And we also want to recognize that like subconscious limiting beliefs, because they're subconscious, like by definition, you're not consciously making a choice to engage in it.
Exactly.
But it's also very easy for every single one of us to take one little thing and generalize to everything else.
Agreed. 100%. I think, oh my gosh, my brain just exploded with ideas. But we need to like explain kind of what that is before we can go into that. Yes. So yeah, we love you. We're not blaming you. Please just like hear us out.
Yeah. Just give it a shot. You know, maybe by the end of this, you'll think, oh, great. Yes, I do like how they talked about this. Maybe by the end of it, you'll have some concerns or some questions, or you might still not like what we said. We're always open to
feedback. That's why we have an email.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So just like Chloe said, send us an email if you really have something that is on your mind and you just can't stop. Right.
Right. Ah, okay. So I feel like the first thing we need to discuss is the way that limiting subconscious beliefs even come about and what they are. So when you're born, all of us are born, obviously. If you're listening to this, you were born sometime. So when you're born, you are kind of in a very, I hesitate to say the word perfect because I just don't like anything like that, normal or perfect or, you know, words like that. But for lack of a better term here, you're kind of born in this really perfect state. You don't have opinions from anyone else coming at you. You don't have a developed thought on anything in the world. You're pretty well just living in your subconscious at that point when you first arrive. So when we talk about limiting subconscious beliefs, really what they are thoughts or ideas that have been pressed upon us from society, from experiences we've had, from our parents. Probably a lot of them, believe it or not, do come from our parents, is my personal belief, because they're the ones who are teaching us how to be functioning adults, right? So really, it's...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, but, you know, this is where we struggle sometimes, is to get across exactly what we're talking about in a way that's understandable. We know what we're saying, but, you know, to talk about it in a way that makes sense to everyone. So, I mean...
Exactly.
Chloe, what you were saying about parents, I think, is really important. And again, we're not blaming anyone here. Not blaming you, not blaming your parents, not blaming anyone. But think about how moldable a child is. Like, you know, when you're a baby, like Chloe was saying, you come into this world and you're kind of just like here for whatever, you know?
Yeah, totally.
You're kind of open. You're like, oh, okay, well, I don't know anything about the world, but these adults, they seem to know and they're taking care of me. So, all right, I'll take things in from them.
And something I also want to note, like your parents might impress a lot of subconscious limiting beliefs on you, but you also have to keep in mind that they also had those things impressed upon them from their own parents and their parents and their parents. So this is like a long history of people having limiting subconscious beliefs. And I actually think, like, let me give you an example. I'm technically going a little out of order here right now, but I feel like this fits better totally. Right here. Types of limiting subconscious beliefs would be, you know, you have the belief that, in my case, money is evil. I was taught my entire life, money is evil. So even though I don't think about that 24/7, it's not on my conscious brain, I will like do things in my life that relate to that. I'll not be able to hold on to money. I'll think I'm a bad person for making a certain kind of living. And so I'll keep myself at a very small income because of that. And it's all on the subconscious level. So that's something that I've really made myself aware of and have been trying to work really hard on it because I don't believe that. When you think about it realistically, the actual money isn't evil. And no one said this better than Catherine Zankina. She does Manifestation Babe. I'll put some links down below. She's great. No one said this better to me about money anyways than Catherine Zankina. She basically has this wonderful metaphor that states, think about money like a knife. You can use a knife to stab someone, or you can use a knife to cook an intricate meal for your family. So it's not about like the item itself. Money in itself does nothing. You're the person that puts power behind it. So like, think about it on that level. It has nothing to do with money itself. Yeah. The object is just an object.
Totally. Totally.
So there's an example.
Yeah. And I think we all, as you're saying, I think we all have different subconscious limiting beliefs, you know?
Exactly.
And that depends on the family you were born into, your predisposition when you were growing up. You know, there's all kinds of different factors that go into that. I know as we were talking about this topic today, I was remembering that when I was a kid, when I was in middle school, high school, you know, I had such a negative view of myself. And I didn't feel worthy of anything. I didn't feel good enough for anything. And so it was really interesting because in thinking back on that time, I realized that there were some guys who had little crushes, and it was very clear if you look at, like, you know, they would write little notes and, you know, I'm sorry you were sick, I missed you today, you know, little things that...
Did that actually happen?
It totally happened.
Oh my gosh,
I found one of those notes. I kid you not, like a year ago, I found one and was like, oh my God, they totally liked me. But it took me like 2 decades or a decade and a half to realize that, because at the time, I was so in the mentality of not deserving, not being good enough, right, not being worthy. And so it's funny that, you know, what's in your mind, what's in your heart, where you're at, whether you realize it or not, is going to influence how you see things and how you live your life. And it took years just for me to see that one little thing, because now I'm not in that mental space anymore. But I wouldn't have seen that. I didn't see that while I was in that mental space of not worthy.
Yeah. Totally.
And I'm sure that our listeners have their own different subconscious limiting beliefs.
Oh, totally. I mean, that was even just like one example that I had even of my own. There are so many that I've had to, like, some of them I really do truly feel that I've broken down and changed. And it's interesting, like, once you kind of step outside of that limiting subconscious belief and you, like, the number one thing is to recognize this is something that's limiting you, and you kind of need to go through and, like, I like to do this thing, this exercise, where you write down the belief that you have, and then right next to it, you write down all the reasons why it's not true. And
I love that.
You write down all the reasons why it's not true, and then you write yourself a new statement. So,
like, oh my gosh, Chloe, that's amazing. Like, in fact, last time we said, for anyone who likes homework, do the thing that I said last time. This time, if you are someone who likes homework, do the thing that Chloe's talking about. This sounds fantastic. I love it.
Yeah. So, like, and sometimes it's hard to recognize them. Like, just notice when you have, we need to add resistance to our list of topics.
Oh my
Hillary.
Gosh, yes.
Future podcast. When you notice yourself having some kind of state of resistance to something, that's usually where those limiting subconscious beliefs are. Or in those moments where you ask yourself, God, what the fuck is wrong with me? Really, there's nothing wrong with you. It's probably some kind of limiting subconscious belief that's holding you back.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I think that that's so key. There is nothing wrong with you. You are the way you are right now for a reason, you know, and
yes,
maybe at some point in your life, however you are, actually served a purpose and was beneficial to you, but
totally,
it might not be serving that purpose anymore for you. And I'm reminded of this quote that I've always loved. Chloe, I've shared this quote with you like countless times. And it's still one of my favorites. So it is, and I don't know where this came from. I know that my dad saw it on a tombstone. This is turning out to be.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. We're just morbid bitches like today, really, man. Really
morbid today. I don't know where this is coming from. But the quote is, when the pain of staying the same outweighs the pain of changing, we change. And that's just so true. So you can live your life totally a certain way, and maybe it's hurtful, but it's not painful enough to go through the pain of changing, the process of changing.
Yes.
But there gets to be a point where it's like, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
And honestly, like, I feel like everybody has those moments with something in their life. There's always that, like, and it's not that you need, that's something else I really do want to mention too about working on your limiting subconscious belief. Like, it's great to get to that point because you know that change is coming and change is always going to be a good thing. But if you guys don't feel that way about something right now, you don't have to wait until you hit rock bottom to like lift yourself up and make changes. Granted, it helps to be there, but if you're not, you have the ability to make those changes now.
Yes.
And I don't feel like I fully explained back there. Sorry, guys. Tangents. That's what you get with me and Hillary. It's like, we're going to stay on the point, but you're going to get like 10 stories in the middle.
Yeah, so just be prepared.
But I do kind of want to give you an example of that homework. Just sorry, there was a siren that went by.
So you looked like one of your cats just staring at the window like, what the fuck?
Me and Hillary FaceTime when we do these so we can see each other.
It's the best.
It's the best. But so as I was saying with the homework, something that I really encourage you guys to do. So let's take my belief on, you know, money is evil. So I would write that out as a statement. Money is evil. Then I would sit and ask myself, why is this not true? And so I had that whole metaphor on how, you know, it's really just the object. It's how we choose to use it. So I could write that down. I could write all the things that money provides for me, you know, shelter, food in my fridge. What can I do with money that's positive? I can donate it to charity. And so, you know, all the positive things you can think of for it. And then you kind of drop down and you ask yourself, what kind of statement would counteract the original statement based on what I know now? And so I would write, money is a tool that I use to live my best life. You know, like that's just one example, but you know, things like that. And so whenever you have that thought of like money cropping up and it's a problem for you, remind yourself, no, this is a tool that I need to live my best life. And I'm doing that. So
absolutely. And this is a really cool example of, you know, if we think about it, our thoughts influence our behaviors and beliefs. Right. So if we start with the thinking, then our beliefs and our behaviors can be changed. You just got to tackle the thinking first.
Yes.
I love that exercise. I totally agree. That is a fantastic. I think my favorite part about that exercise is that it challenges and reframes what you're starting with.
Agreed.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
And I think it's interesting that like, you do have to get to a point where you're okay doing that because some people like they're really comfortable living in their subconscious limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not healthy for you.
Totally. So, you know, that's a really good point because there's something that is really comfortable about what is known. And there's something that can be really scary about what is unknown. And I think I find that a lot of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the time, that's one of the hindrances to addressing these things, to making a change, is that there's something comfortable about where you are. Even if where you are is you suffering every single day, there's something known about it. You know how to do that. You know how to be there. There's some kind of comfort in like, oh, well, I get that this is what it's like and this is my role and I know how to deal with that. But if you're suffering every day, you probably don't want to be suffering every day.
Right. I don't know who's dying on my street. It is a morbid day, you guys. I don't know who is dying on my street right now, but I've seen like two cop cars go down and now an ambulance just race past my house. Oh my
goodness.
I hope, like, send positive vibes to the family, yeah, man.
Seriously, we didn't mean to make it this morbid and dark.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We really didn't. but circling back, you know, so there's something comfortable about being in the known, and there's something that can be really scary about the unknown. But that's why this is where it comes back to our first point. We are not trying to blame you at all for what has happened in your past and in your life and therefore where you are now. We're not trying to blame anybody. We are, however, trying to empower you to see that now, from this point forward, so your present and your future, you have the power to make a change for your life.
Yes.
And I think that's something that is crucial, is just like, it may be comfortable and known to be where you're at now, but if it's not healthy for you, if it's not working for you on some level, if you're suffering in some way, then we want you to know that you can take your power back, your internal power, not power over anyone or anything else, but an internal.
The power for you. Yes. Lighting your flame up again. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
Which I think is really appropriate because like twin flames, like
yes.
Ignite your flame. Okay?
Exactly. Because at some point that little flame inside you was lit. It just got extinguished. Yes. So,
yeah, when you were born, you already
exactly,
had it.
Exactly. Exactly. So we want you to light that flame up again. And don't worry about yes. blaming yourself or feeling any kind of shame or guilt over how you were in the past or where you are right now. Get rid of that right out the gate. We don't need that cluttering up your mental space and your emotional life.
Not at all.
What you want is to open up that space so that now and your future, you can make a change for you, something that's going to be better for you. And part of that is going to start with attacking these subconscious limiting beliefs.
Yes.
It kind of is an attack, right?
Right. It kind of is. And like, honestly, you'll know that you're doing it right when it scares you. Because I feel like it's almost like diving into like what is known as like your shadow self in a way. Like you're diving into that part of you that doesn't really want to be changed, and you're going to be met with resistance. And so, because this is, it's comfortable. As Hillary was saying, it's comfortable in the known. And so when you challenge that, when it's something that's so bound to your core and what you're made up of in a way, when you challenge that and try to change it, it's going to feel weird.
Yeah, totally.
It's going to feel like you are picking yourself apart in a way, not like to destruction, not at all. I mean, shoot, we are just full of quotes today. There's like that one quote that's about like seeds don't just like stay seeds. They have to like break open and like crack and to like sprout flowers,
okay,
you know.
Chloe, how in the hell did you know that that's the quote I was just looking to find?
Oh, me and Hillary are twin flames. We literally read each other's minds, okay?
I was just sifting through trying to find that quote. There's actually two that come to mind. There's an amazing spoken word artist, Shane, I can't pronounce his last name, but it's K-O-Y-C-Z-A-N. And he has this quote about, like, the seed never sees the flower. It grows only knowing that through change, its whole potential can be unlocked. Something to that effect.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't it beautiful? And then there's another one that I'm searching for in my thousands upon thousands of photos and screenshots. So it may take me a while to find it.
Well, something else kind of adding to that, like it just knows that it's going to grow and, you know, what have you. It reminded me of yesterday, my husband and I celebrated Mabon, which is like, I guess it's considered a pagan holiday, but I like to call them witchy holidays, even though it's known as like a Sabbat or a Sabbat, however you choose to pronounce it. And it's basically the celebration of the fall equinox. And my husband and I celebrated that yesterday, which by the time you guys hear this is going to have already happened a while ago. But we went outside before we did anything and we like looked at our tree. We have a tree in our front yard and we gave thanks to the tree and also like talked about what we were so grateful for the year. Cause it's kind of like a witch's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we talk about this in our intro. I am a practicing eclectic witch. So it's kind of like witch's Thanksgiving. And so we talked about what we were grateful for. And something I said to the tree, and I believe it heard me, was I said to the tree, you know what? I think you're freaking awesome because my neighbors have a tree in their front yard too. There's two of them that are, they're not identical, but they're the same kind of tree. And I said, you know what I think is awesome? You just believe somewhere in your tree brain that it doesn't matter how much you grow, how many leaves you sprout, you're not going to outshine your neighbor and your neighbor's not going to outshine you. Yeah. There's enough for everyone. You're not concerned. Like, how many beautiful things can we learn from nature? The tree is not concerned about like giving off X amount of leaves. No, it just does what it needs to do. Yes. And it flourishes. And I feel like that's really how we should treat ourselves.
Exactly. And I did find that quote that I want to read to you all. It's from Cynthia Ocelli. And it says, "For a seed to achieve its greatest expression, it must come completely undone. The shell cracks, its insides come out, and everything changes. To someone who doesn't understand growth, it would look like complete destruction."
Yes. Oh, I just got goosebumps.
And that's so true. We have so much to learn from nature. Look, it just does its thing. It works with where it is and what it has. And it's not in competition. It's not trying to be, like you said, it's not going, oh my God, that tree put off prettier leaves. I need to work harder.
Yeah. Agreed. And I feel like so much on our subconscious level, we, even if we don't know we're doing it or thinking it, we're doing
it. Yeah, totally. Totally.
And I know we've just been chock full of quotes today, but I also want to pull this one right now so we can kind of divulge into this topic. So this is from You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero or Sincero. I'm not sure. I think it's Sincero because there's no H. Anyways, a lot of people have read this book. I believe it's a New York Times. Yeah, it's a New York Times bestseller, over a million copies sold. Hillary is currently listening to it on audiobook. I'm actually reading through it for a second time right now because it was that good. But she talks about something in limiting subconscious beliefs and basically how you can't just deal with the surface layer of yourself. You need to really dive into that subconscious. And here's why. I'm going to read you a quote. So it's sort of like not being able to enjoy sitting on your front porch anymore because it totally reeks of something foul out there. You can come up with all these brilliant ways to deal with the problem, light incense, set up fans, blame the dog, but until you realize that something has crawled under your home and died, your problems will linger on, stinking up your life. So, ooh, I got goosebumps again.
I love that. Oh my God, I love it so much.
So it's just... If you, like, granted, again, dialing back to no blame here, but don't, allow yourself to sit where you need to, where you are. But if you find that you are not comfortable and you're ready to change, you know, you're ready to dive headfirst into that changing process, don't be afraid to go under the surface and really look at it. Don't just, you know, oh, like for me, perfect example here. I read a ton of self-help books over the last year. I started taking up meditation and yoga, and I started in my like witchcraft practice. So like I gained more spirituality. I did everything on the surface level that I knew how to do to combat my own mental well-being and to really work alongside it. But it wasn't until I did all of that and I realized, oh, something still isn't right here, that I put myself voluntarily into seeing a psychiatrist and a therapist. And I feel like that has already, just within the few sessions we've done, made a difference. So, and like talking about wanting to dive deeper, they don't necessarily like at this point work on my subconscious, but I feel like that's taking it a layer deeper even, because when I go home from those meetings, I'm getting on a subconscious level. I'm getting something that's changing those habits or ideas that I have about even just emotions. Yes. In general.
Oh my God, that's so true. And for like the 50th time, I have another quote.
I feel like we're going to have to title this episode "The One with All the Quotes."
The One with All the Quotes. Yes. So this is actually something that I got from my cousin. And it was just like a fun little thing that she sent me. And it does involve quite a bit of cussing. So if that's not your thing, just know that that's coming up.
I mean, we kind of cuss in our entire podcast.
That's very true. So it's like... just all crammed in to like a few sentences. So, so with what you were talking about, Chloe, it just reminded me of this. And it's really funny, too. So this is this was actually posted, I don't know, probably some social media thing that I don't engage in. Sorry for all of you social media lovers, not my thing. But this is from Northern Wine Dregs. Hi, brain, you obstinate fucker. I drank the clear splashy stuff. I ate the green things. I went under that bright fucker up there. I did the thing with the moving and sweating and whatnot. Now make the happy chemical, you lump of fuck.
Oh my god. I feel like that was totally my experience. Yes. Literally for the last year, just about, like a little shy of a few weeks, for the last year, that's kind of been my like thing. Obviously, I don't think I was being that hard on myself, but I definitely was making a conscious effort to make all these changes, but it made me realize that I needed to go deeper because nothing was changing. I still was having all the same mental breakdowns that I was having. I was still dealing with massive anxiety and depression. And so it just, I don't know, like it just doing to an extent, like sometimes doing the surface level things help you realize that you need to do more, yeah. But like, you know, do the underlying, get to the underlying root cause.
Totally. I think, I mean, it's all connected, right? You know, the things that we do, the things we think, the things we feel, the things we believe, like it's all a part of us and our lives. And so yes. It's helpful to address, you know, like drink the splashy stuff and eat the green things, you know, do those things that are good for you, but also recognize that there might be something deeper. And sometimes you're going to have to confront some shit before you get to, yes, like the bright sunny days.
Yes. And actually something that my therapist said to me that I thought was so beautiful and like it has just stuck with me. This is like how I knew that she was like the right person for me to talk to was she said that she was like, you know, when your garden of yourself grows weeds, you don't sit and like dig up the earth before the weeds sprout to find them. You kind of let them come out, you know, you let those things come out and then you can go about pruning and taking them out to process them.
I love that. So I can never hear that just... enough. Like, I just love that. And I'm also, I was reminded of, I was about to ask if everyone knows how diamonds form, but I can't see everyone who's listening, so you all can't respond.
We wish that we could. That would be so that be cool. Great? Oh my God, Hillary, live show someday.
That'd be so
goal,
fun.
Ultimate goal.
Yes.
Live show.
Well, anyway, let's go with a diamond. Diamonds form under pressure in the earth. Now, I'm no expert on diamonds. I could get shit wrong here. But with what I know is diamonds, they don't start as diamonds. It starts as a different rock, chemical, whatever it is. And under intense amounts of pressure and heat over long periods of time, it becomes this thing that we value more than most. It's this thing that is stronger. The way that the carbon, this is one thing I do know, the way the carbon chains are put together, it is one of the strongest, if not the strongest materials on this earth. Wow. And so... think about your journey as that. You're not starting off as a diamond, but you can become one. However, you're going to have to be put under a bunch of intensity, a lot of pressure, a lot of heat. But that's how transformation happens. So it is kind of like an attack on yourself to a way. When we say attacking yourself, please don't actually attack yourself. Like this.
Yeah, please don't.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting underneath and seeing the weeds on top. And then digging them up, you know, allowing yourself, yes, to go through the processing so that you can become that diamond in the end.
Yes. Also, for all you Minecraft lovers out there, never spend diamonds on a
What?
You ever played Minecraft?
Like one time and it made me super angry.
Oh my God, I would love to play Minecraft with you. We should arrange this sometime just so we can both get angry because I feel like that game makes me mad too.
It's so infuriating.
No, so like you can make a hoe like for your garden, not like
okay,
a hoe.
I was
like,
really confused.
You can, you can make a hoe for your garden and you need it to like farm. But there's this like joke in Minecraft that like you really don't ever need to spend diamonds to make a hoe because they last forever anyways. Like you don't need to make the diamond hoes and you're wasting them if you make a diamond hoe. So they just say never spend diamonds on a hoe.
For like, some reason when you said, even though you clarified like a hoe for your garden, the image that came to my mind was like a sex worker standing in a garden. Just oh like gosh. I'm ready to work. I have my bedazzled crop top and my gardening tools. Let's go.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we need to make this a reality.
Oh my god, I don't know why that was so funny to me.
That was funny.
Anyway, diamonds and hoes, diamonds and hoes.
I know that anybody who plays Minecraft is going to think that shit was hilarious.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Anyway. I feel like that's all that's all she wrote. I think that's all I really got on limiting subconscious beliefs. Like,
no, I feel that.
Like, there are so many topics that we have that can build on this. And I feel like our whole podcast is very much like that. Like, we're going to constantly tell you like, oh, we talked about that in this episode. Yes. And so we really wanted to cover limiting subconscious beliefs before divulging into a lot of other topics.
Absolutely. And I think that's one way about how we're trying to arrange these, as Chloe is saying, you know, we do want it to be something that can build. And we don't want to just start with a super weird topic that you need to know these five other things about, you know. That's why we're starting with some more basic things. We'll build off of that and we'll reference things from other podcasts. I mean, I know it's a struggle for me in this to not go on rants about other things that we will have podcasts for.
Totally. Well, like I think we said in our last podcast episode that we were talking about how when you put me and Hillary together, we'll just talk for days. God, yes. Like if we didn't have to sleep, that's all we would
absolutely
be doing.
Absolutely.
So it's Gemini moons up in the house.
Yes. And we love it too. Like we like it. It's great.
Yeah. It's not like we're like if we didn't have to sleep, we probably wouldn't because we're having such
totally
a good time.
Totally. But I do think that we've covered most of what we want to talk about. I mean, I think the biggest thing is that we wanted this episode to be empowering for you all. You know, yes. We wanted you to walk away from this thinking, okay, maybe I'm in this place and I don't like it, but I can get out.
Yes, exactly. And the first part is figuring out what that limiting belief is for you. And it might take time. Another exercise before we head off here, I want to encourage you guys to try. If you're having a hard time finding the root or the subconscious limiting belief and you know that something isn't right, I encourage you to sit down with a notebook and give yourself time, give yourself privacy. If you can't be in a room by yourself, maybe put some headphones on and start with something that is like a blanket statement. Like for an example, obviously, I hope none of you feel this way about yourself, but maybe you start with the term, I'm fat and miserable. Okay, so that's how you're feeling. And every single line that you drop down on the page, you're going to add to that. I feel fat and miserable because I ate X amount of food last night. I ate X amount of food last night because I was feeling this way. And you just keep going down until you come to some kind of conclusion and you have that limiting subconscious belief statement. You will come to a conclusion, trust me.
Yeah, that's genius. That's a really good way, because what you're doing there is you're just following the thought processes that happen automatically. A lot of times we just like go to something and we can't tell you why we went to it or how we got there. But there's actually steps in your thoughts that they get so automatic and ingrained.
Yes.
Fun fact, the neural pathways that you use in your brain most often get strengthened the more you use them.
That's
cool. So this is why change is so hard, because we have neural pathways in our brain that are structured to continue doing the same things that we've done. But the brain is a muscle. We can exercise it. So the more that we actively work to switch those neural pathways to a different path, the more that those new neural pathways will be strengthened and the old ones will fall off.
This was actually, in a way, explained to me in such a beautiful way. The first time I ever heard about this was envision like a marble at the top of a sand dune. And imagine that marble rolling down one side of it. And it keeps getting magically put back to the top. I don't know. And it keeps rolling down the same exact line that it's made for itself. And eventually, you're going to have this trench. And it's automatically just going to fall the second it gets back up there. So then, sorry, screaming. I don't know what's happening outside. I don't know. Is the apocalypse happening and I'm not aware?
Today is a weird day in your neighborhood.
Today is a weird day. Okay, so, you know, it's going to have this trench eventually where you're just literally the marble is just going to like fall straight down. So eventually, say you want to make a change in this pathway, you're going to have to start pushing the marble to go the other way. And it's going to be a struggle because you have this easy pathway that's already been carved out over and over. And so you have to dig a new trench.
Yes.
And it will take time. Over and over and over, this repetition will cause a trench to go the other way. So.
Exactly. And so these exercises that Chloe has mentioned throughout this podcast, these are ways of activating a new neural pathway. You know, and so when we're making change, it's going to take time. You're going to have to actually work to push that marble in the other direction. But over time, it gets a little easier because the brain is adaptive, guys. Like, how freaking cool is that, that your brain will adapt to what's going on? And there's some things in our genetics that are set, sure. But there's a lot about us that they say the brain is plastic, you know? It changes and it can change and those changes can be passed down. And there's all kinds of really cool stuff. If you ever look up epigenetics or neuroplasticity, really fascinating if the brain is like your thing.
So Hillary, riddle me this. In girl world, does the fighting have to be sneaky?
No.
Sorry. She said plastic and I couldn't help it. It made me think of the plastics. I'm a mess.
Oh my God. I love it.
Anyway, sorry. Serious topic. And okay. I just had to put myself in there and be silly.
Oh, absolutely. We need the silliness. Remember, it's been dark today. but that's the whole thing is like your brain can change. And that's what it is good at is saying, oh, wait, I'm not using this pathway that much. So how about I get rid of it? Or, oh, you know what? This pathway, we're using a lot. We got to strengthen that. We got to use it more, you know? And so
exactly,
it's going to be weird. It's going to take time. It's going to be confrontational with yourself. It's going to be a challenge at times. But this is the kind of work that can really change your life.
Totally. Ah, oh, I love that. That was like the best statement ever. It is, though. She's right, though. She's totally right. Like, this is the kind of work that can change your life.
It's worth it. Trust me. It's really worth it. Give it a
totally
shot.
It's totally worth it. And honestly, if anybody can't understand what you're doing or thinks that you're crazy or weird or whatever for, like, trying to make these changes, trust me when I tell you, it's much better to seem like a crazy person for your own benefit than it is to follow everyone else and think the way everyone else thinks. I swear that that is the truth.
Yes. Let me give you like the 20,000th quote for the day. this is, I believe, Jiddu Krishnamurti? I'd have to look it up. I know Jiddu is the first name. J-I-D-D-U. And it is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society.
Yes.
Just keep that in mind. Yes. If you're doing something that's really good for you and it's truly helping you, who the fuck cares what the rest of the world thinks? We live in a sick world, guys.
We really do. And the more I research that, the more I'm like, this world sucks. Like, I'm trying to make the best of it. Don't get me wrong. And I'm trying to like keep the positivity in my life and like look at the beautiful parts. But yeah, a lot of the way that the world is just ran is very
sick. And I think the way you said it right there is so crucial. The way the world is ran. Now, see, these are the topics that I know we're going to discuss more in other podcasts, so I don't want to get too deep into it because personally I could rant for like 5 hours straight about that.
Oh my gosh, me too.
But what I do want to say is, just real briefly, the natural world that we came into knows how to live in harmony with itself. And once upon a time, we knew that too. At the moment, we have flipped everything on its head, and we are living in a way that is, in my view, and this is just my personal feeling, it is harmful to the earth, the animals, the plants, the people, individuals, collectives, and I hope that we can find a better way to live, because this is harming us. So when you're looking at your subconscious limiting beliefs, keep in mind that this became a part of you at some point because it served a purpose, but maybe that purpose was serving someone or something else, and now it's not serving you.
Definitely. Definitely.
I have a lot of feelings on it.
And I know. Lots of feel like I feel like that's that way with every topic that Yes. Like Hillary and I could just sit here and rant for like 4 hours.
We had to put a time limit on the podcast.
Yeah, we have to put a time limit on the podcast. Otherwise, we will just rant like hours. But anyways, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. I feel like we really dove into a really important topic that's really special to me. And I just love this. I think this is my favorite episode we've done so far.
We've got some great ones.
But I love this. Please keep the conversation going. This is not just because we're leaving doesn't mean you have to. Always, you know, leave us a comment down below or wherever it is on whatever platform you're listening to. And also, please, if you enjoyed this or if you hated it, make sure you leave us a rating. They really help us out. They help us reach more people so they can hear our voices too, or not if you hate it. I don't know. But, you know, please leave us a rating. We'd really appreciate it. And if you have anything else that you'd like to say to us directly, we have an email listed. And we'll also put fun links in down below if you want to check out some other stuff related to what we talked about today. And yeah, that's everything. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for being here.
Yeah, have a good rest of the week. Bye.